more than the community of Feckenham itself, which lay within the forest that took its name. There were still those who muttered that he was not really local, for he came out of Warwickshire and had more Norman blood than most of his peers. The Woodwyrd before him had fathered only daughters, and Durand had wed one of them, taken the forester's role within the first year and seen her buried within five, leaving him with a small son. A few generous souls said it was his loss turned him into the solitary and miserable bastard he had become, but others claimed he was always thus and his wife had died from misery. This much the priest knew, but he had held the parish for less than a year and was even more of an outsider than Durand, having been sent by his abbot at the Abbey of St. Mary's at Lier in Normandy across to their daughter house at Wareham some years previously. The abbey had the advowson and thus appointed the priest, and since Hildebert had chosen the priesthood over the claustral life of a monk and had an English grandmother, Father Abbot had sent him to preach to the English, as though they were heathens. Father Hildebert had found them far from heathen, but cautious in their welcome, and he was only just beginning to feel accepted. With his breath almost freezing before his face, and the cold tightening his chest, the priest drew up, gasping, before the door of Durand's home.